Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with HUD Chief Information Officer Lisa Schlosser. Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer, Director of Federal Civilian Programs at IBM. Lisa, we understand that you've emphasized a few goals for your organization in 2006. Could you share these goals with our listeners?
Sure. One of the first things really that we wanted to tackle at HUD is to really improve our processes. Again, make sure that all of our investments in information technology really truly support our business goals at HUD, as I mentioned before. So one of our first goals was, to improve our processes. And I think that's been demonstrated by getting to green on the president's management agenda. So, as of last quarter, HUD was one of only five cabinet level agencies that was at a green status on the president's management agenda in e-government. So we're very proud of that. And we think that reflects that we have really focused on improving our processes, improving security, ensuring that we have a good architecture to work against. So that's really our first goal was to do that, and we're continuing to improve those processes. Secondly, we've been focusing on the modernization of our back-end infrastructure, upgrading our desktop computers, upgrading our mainframe systems, upgrading our servers, making sure that we had state-of-the-art technology using open standards platforms so that we had more flexible in responding to our business needs as our programs are changing, as our programs are being modernized. The third goal was really to focus on implementing something we're calling Vision 2010, which is our information technology strategy, bottom line being that we want to get off all of our old antiquated systems by the year 2010 so that we're in a purely open-type environment using web services, capitalizing on service-oriented architecture. So that's the three main goals that we're focusing on within HUD in the information technology arena.
I'd like to expand a little bit more on the president's management agenda and your efforts to get to green on e-government. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the activities that you undertook to get there and what some of the next steps may be?
I think with any initiative like that, the first step is always to get the support of the secretary, the deputy secretary, and the key business leaders, the key executives in the organization. And one of the things since I've been at HUD that I've noticed is that our executives from the secretary, the deputy, and each of our assistant secretaries and deputy assistant secretaries, they really truly understand technology. They understand the power of technology and how to use that to really improve the way they deliver their programs. So right off the bat, they were very supportive of all the goals of the president's management agenda, using e-government, using shared services where we can, investing in new modernized technology and helping us go through that change management process and helping to get folks to accept the new technology within the organization. So that was really the first step. And then we had a very, very clear outline, clear goals, clear milestones. We focused on our capital planning process, again, making sure that we have good investments, we have a good process to evaluate how we're investing money in information technology. We also worked very hard with Dick Burke and the Office of Management and Budget and adopted all the models that have been put out from there for enterprise architecture. So we have a real strong architecture. We build to a consistent architecture, a consistent group of standards. And we've shared those standards with all of our partners across HUD on our various development efforts. The third thing, and not necessarily in priority, of course, this was actually overriding, is we really worked hard to improve our information technology security program. We focused on really understanding where all our systems were, what all our systems were doing, where the data was within our systems. We focused on certification and accreditation of those systems, i.e. assessing the risk to those systems and putting in the right solutions to mitigate those risks, whether it was new policy or other type of technical controls. So we accomplished those goals. We got all our systems 100% certified and accredited. We spent a lot of time training our folks within HUD. 96% of our folks go through a mandatory training every year. 96 to 100% of our contractors also complete security training. So we focused on those main areas of the president's management agenda. And I think through that executive commitment, as well as the clear focus on milestones and goals, we were able to accomplish the green status.
Lisa, you mentioned modernizing HUD's business systems. How are you prioritizing the systems being modernized? And related to that, how are you involving the business owners in the modernization process?
Well, we're starting with the Secretary's strategic plan. So for the first time, HUD's actually incorporated a specific strategic goal within the Secretary's strategic plan that specifically states that HUD will use and capitalize on modernized technology to improve the way we deliver our services to our stakeholders, be it a business, be it a citizen, be it another government agency. So everything really starts from that strategic plan. It starts from that strategic objective. And then we have a very sophisticated process where we involve all of our business leaders at the program levels, our community and planning development folks, our Federal Housing Administration, our public and Indian housing. We collaborate together to determine what should be enterprise-wide solutions for HUD. For example, this year we invested in a new collaboration tool. We invested in enterprise-wide correspondence tracking and document management system. And then we work with each of the individual business leaders, each of the individual programs, to identify their key business goals. So, for example, Federal Housing Administration has just initiated these new efforts to modernize the way they provide loan insurance to the citizens, again, with the goal of increasing home ownership. So because that is the top goal, one of the top goals of the department, the top business goals of FHA, we are also prioritizing their system development needs to ensure that their systems are ready to deliver those new innovative programs.
How are you tracking progress?
We track progress several ways. Every single one of our programs is accounted for in our capital planning and investment control process. And on a monthly basis, we do program reviews with our business partners, with the system owners for each of the projects and the project managers. And we track adherence to cost, schedule, and performance objectives for each of those programs. So if we see any variance in staying within a 10% cost goal or a 10% schedule goal or not meeting the business objectives, you know, we do that through a series of surveys through customer participation, then we would put a program on a watch list and just try to get it back on track by putting additional resources, whatever it took to mitigate the risks of that program. So that's the way we watch over them.
Great. Lisa, you're seen as a leader in adopting enterprise architecture. How are your enterprise architecture efforts supporting a speedy modernization process?
Well, if you do enterprise architecture right, you start with the business process. So by really understanding what your business processes are and then what the key goals of the business leaders are, you can really take that then to the next level, understand where there you have any gaps in providing good technology solutions to your business, identify where you have any issues with that technology, and be able to make fixes based on those identified gaps. Or issues. And so by having a good perspective on your business process, by understanding where technology is or isn't supporting those business processes, you can really use your architecture to know where you need to invest or where you need to focus on for your business.
Lisa, we know that HUD has adopted a service-oriented and component-based approach to enterprise architecture, enabling HUD to build once and use often. Could you elaborate on this approach?
Sure. Again, what we've done is we've really used the enterprise architecture principles that have been set out by Office of Management and Budget and other professional organizations. We've really analyzed our business, and we looked for gaps that could be filled or closed, performance gaps that could be closed by the use of technology. And as part of our process in doing that, we just don't automatically go out and build a new system. We look across our enterprise, determine if there's technology in our enterprise that can mitigate, you know, a performance gap. Our second part of our process is that we go and look across the government and look at different repositories, work with other government agencies, determine where there's other good practice solutions that we can capitalize on and take advantage of those systems. Instead of, again, building our own, we're happy to outsource to other services that exist across the government.
Okay. What lessons have you learned when developing EA blueprints that you could pass on to the other government leaders who might be listening?
First and foremost, the most important thing is that enterprise architecture is about your business, and you have to make it real to your business and demonstrate to your business partners, both internally and externally, that you understand what their business is and that you're using their business to drive the systems that you're developing or the technology that you're investing in.
Lisa, on the theme of business, over the last few years, there have been a number of federal government initiatives, including lines of business and centers of excellence. Could you speak to HUD's involvement in some of the important new focus areas and how these initiatives are affecting HUD's progress forward?
As I mentioned earlier, HUD's strategy is to take advantage of cross-cutting services anywhere in the government to help close our performance gaps and to help support our business. So we were happy to see e-government solutions and other shared services come about. And in fact, HUD was one of the early adopters of the paying personnel. We've outsourced our paying personnel to the National Finance Center. Very happy with the service we're getting there. We have outsourced our human resource systems and work with the Department of Treasury. Use their shared service for human resource systems. And we also take advantage of the Environmental Protection Agency's online rulemaking service. So we're a big adopter. We share these services. We use these cross-cutting government services where it makes sense for our business, particularly in non-core mission areas.
And you found that this has been a pretty good program for HUD?
It's absolutely been a great program. In one particular case, in one of these programs, we spent 2 years on development of a new system, and we decided to go to the cross-cutting service. We had it implemented within 6 months.
Wow, that's incredible. How is HUD preparing its systems for emergency response needs? We will ask Chief Information Officer Lisa Schlosser to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.